injury front, Starks is a knee issue. We'll get an MRI tomorrow. And then Hawkins and Gabriel are in the both diagnosed with concussions. Clearly disappointing result. You know, that the thing that's easy to accept at times is when they make a play and just flat, you know, out execute you. But when some of their yardage and things come as a result of us being undisciplined, simple mistakes, mental errors, you know, guys, going outlaw a little bit here and there. We have to get that tightened up across the board. Something we've talked about. Got to get it right as a staff. We got to get it right as a team. I thought some good things to pull from it. I thought Johnny did some good things. Stayed poised. Had good presence in the pocket. Moved well. I think he improved greatly from the Thursday night game. Knowing where he had to be to make throws, not looking to get out of the pocket too soon, and we made some good plays. But overall, we can't be that one-dimensional. Got to be able to run the football. That's a challenge to everybody involved in the run game. Got to be better. Defensively, secondary play, certainly not anywhere near our standards. Too many long balls. Did some good things in the run game. I know they didn't attempt to run it very often, but I think one of the reasons that we defended it well early and forced them to be one-dimensional, and they obviously made plays on us. I'll open it up.
Mike, can you anticipate at this early stage making any changes on your staff or scheme or anything?
This time will give us a chance to evaluate it. We'll be in work, as a staff, work this week. The players will be off after Wednesday. The staff will be in a little bit longer and, evaluate everything from A to Z.
Like the fact that Ben played, did that affect the game plan, or did he just come in and play?
No, because I don't know if their plan would have been that much different if it had been Jones the whole game.
Was it an adjustment, though, for your guys seeing Jones start and then all of a sudden Ben comes in?
That's probably a question for them. I don't think it affected us from a schematic standpoint.
Mike, what did you see on the guys holding there for the field goal, and then Armani gets called back?
That's frustrating because that's just not. I mean, it's very out of character for him. That's something our guys are well aware of the rule, and I'm not sure that why he was. That he got it in his head to try to do that. I mean, that's an example of just somebody wanting to try to make a play, but kind of losing his mind a little bit there. But he knows what he did was wrong. But it's unfortunate that it came at the point in time. Ended up costing us 4 points.
Was Johnny throwing from the pocket a major point of emphasis for you guys during the week? And what did you think?
No, it was running the offense. It was running the offense and trust in the read. And when you say trust the read, it's implied with that if the read's there, hit your plant and throw it. And I thought he did a good job of understanding what they were in, knowing where the ball had to go, and if he had to move in the pocket to get the lane to throw it, he did. So I think he took a big step forward in that sense. Go ahead.
Why do you think that? There's more like sort of like Mark Conley's more of the stuff now than there was maybe 4 or 6 weeks ago. Any thoughts why?
I got to see the tape on some. I mean, I'm looking at the replay on them. I don't want to sit here and chastise our guys for penalties till they're confirmed. Watching it, they're confirmed by the league. So, I know some of the PI stuff was. Again, I saw it on the replay. I have to wait till we submit and get the feedback before I. It's a different picture if a handful of those. Shouldn't have been.
Have you seen enough of him, given your record, that you just might as well write him out for the rest of the year?
Again, everything's going to be on the table this week as coaches. This gives us a chance to hit the reset button and just kind of what are our current circumstances. It's too early for me to stand up here and speak on it.
How do you account for lack of pass rush, or was it that and coverage both?
It was both. I mean, I thought we did some decent things rushing the passer, but he was getting the snap and finding the laces and getting it out. So I know our guys were winning at times, but the ball was out so quick. It's just looking at it at times and looking at the replay. It's frustrating when we're not executing the right technique. The guys just kind of fall back on old habits and open up the gate. We need to be better at the line of scrimmage. If you win at the line of scrimmage, then and take advantage of the one rule that's in the favor of the D, then you got a chance to win down the field. But when we're given free access from a press alignment, I mean, those are the things that are going to happen.
Mike, Cam Irving, obviously, that the holding penalty that wiped out the touchdown and got blown back pretty good on late in the first half when Manziel handed off to Crow for a loss on that run. Do you just chalk that up to learning curve, or what did you see out of him?
Yeah, it's his first start, and I mean, he's going to make mistakes. I know there were a handful that are glaring. I'd prefer to grade the tape and see what it was overall, but I'm sure he did some good things, but there were a couple obvious negative ones that jumped out.
Mike, why was Gilbert inactive today?
It was a situation with Gain. We wanted to get Gain some work. And from a returner standpoint, we felt comfortable with between Duke and Marlon that we could have those bases covered. But we wanted to always, come up with your position minimums and then backfill it based on special teams. And without us feeling that the base was covered with kickoff return, that's why we went the direction we did.
Does it look bad when your corners have a rough day and the number you picked from last year is
I mean, I know you formed it in a phrase of a question, but. No, I had a good meeting with Jimmy just the other day. We discussed a lot of things and what's been going well, what hasn't been going well, and the plan moving forward. But where we are right now isn't good enough. So we're challenged as a staff to do a little soul searching and come up with some answers and make sure that when we come out of this break that we're ready to go and ready to snap the streak.
I think it could be portrayed that not playing a guy like Bo, who got paid a lot of money as a free agent, or a first-round pick, is kind of a front to the GM assignment. Can you just address your relationship with Ray and where you guys are?
Well, first of all, I've already addressed why, when all the other receivers are up, that the special teams trumps it, as far as Dwayne's concerned. That I have very positive discussions with Ray. There's not a player that's been brought into the Cleveland Browns since I've been here that the coaching staff and the GM weren't on the same page with. I'll leave it that general.
Mike, I think statistically this might have been the biggest loss in your 26 games. Is this the worst game you've coached? Been part of coach
the worst game I've
as coach of the Browns.
No, because I know that the score ended up, it was the end of the first half where it got away from us. I mean, it's not like we weren't competitive from the beginning. You probably look at the Bengals home game from a year ago. It was getting shut out at home, and I don't think we were ever really in it. If I had to rank them.
Was the meeting, if you can say, was that just you and Jimmy, or did you guys?
Just me and Jimmy. It was normal, scheduled, middle of the year get together. I mean, Jimmy and I talk often when he comes out to practice. We spend a lot of time, so it's not like we go for long stretches of time, but it was just a meeting that had been on the books for a long time, just a little, had the mini bye, and we got together after the Cincinnati game and covered a lot of ground.
Did he reassure you that you guys would have the season to get this thing turned?
That didn't even come up as part of the conversation. It was, looking back, looking forward, where we are. We addressed it by unit, by player. Like I said, talked about the program from A to Z.
Mike, you talked about Johnny taking a big step forward today, even in the limited time that he's had, with all the things you're trying to get him to do. Was this
fourth quarter setting?
I think that's accurate. I mean, that was against a pretty good defense, and I mean, he took some hits and stood in the pocket, made some throws, got out of the pocket, made some throws. I thought he did a good job with the protection. You know, at times when they were showing pressure and getting the helping Alex kind of re-ID the front and get a slide in the right direction. He was mad at himself for the one. He even joked. He says, "I was trying to be Peyton Manning there," and we ended up running out of time on the play clock. But no, I thought he was very much in tune with the plan, the protection. You know, he knew essentially for the most part where to go with the ball. And unfortunately, we didn't get the result. But if you just look at it individually, I think he took a big step forward.
Thank you.